Oasis Audio presents Sisters, Inc. by Rebecca Seitz. Read for you by Brooke Sanford. Chapter 1. Tandy's purple stiletto heel tapped in perfect rhythm to the pulse that threatened to leap out of her neck. She stared at the phone, willing it to ring and someone on the other end to declare this a joke. Her boss did not just call her into his office. Now. The smooth tones from her CD player of old Blue Eyes crooning, "I did it my way," mocked rather than soothed her. She had to calm down. But Meg's idea of music soothing the savage soul was not working. Fingers shaking, Tandy snatched up the receiver and dialed her sister. Calm, stoic Meg always knew what to do in a crisis. From falling off the swing set to supplying Oreos and caffeine the night before Tandy's bar exam, Meg was a pro at handling crises and keeping her three sisters' lives humming. A busy signal sounded, and Tandy slammed the phone back down. Of course Meg would be on the phone right now. Why on earth couldn't that woman understand the helpfulness of call waiting? Tandy could hear Meg's gentle, persuasive response now. Why would I stop talking to one person before our conversation ended, T? It's rude, and I just won't have it in my house. Grabbing the receiver again, Tandy punched in Kendra's numbers, jumping when yet another hawk flew into her window. Why did Orlando have to have a courthouse with perfect nooks and crannies for building a nest? Ever since the completion of this new structure, hawks circled attorneys in the Bell South building across the street on a daily basis. Kendra's melodic voice floated over the line, its harmonious tones the same as in childhood. You have reached the voicemail of Kendra Sinclair. Tandy slammed the receiver down again and glared at the circling hawks. Of course Mr. Beasley was angry. He had every